You're listening to the audio production of Forgiveness by Garrett Kell, published by The Mentoring Project. This book is read by Chris A. Bell. Introduction. Forgiveness. An adjunct professor from Rwanda gave a guest lecture during my second year of seminary. His meek demeanor and thunderous authority uniquely captivated our attention as he spoke on his topic for the day, forgiveness. He began his lesson by telling us about a banquet unlike one he had ever attended. Smells of freshly cooked dishes mingled with the sound of unexpected laughter. There were tears and testimonies and spontaneous songs of joy. But what made the banquet so remarkable was who was in attendance and why they had gathered. Years before, the war between Hutu and Tutsi tribes had reached its peak in Rwanda. Horrific acts of war were commonplace in those days. Our professor's face bore scars from a Hutu machete that had carved lines on his cheeks in mockery after it had been used to slay several of his family members. His recounting of unspeakable evils seemed to justify vengeance and hatred. Yet, as he spoke, it was evident that something had eclipsed the hatred in his heart. He was not filled with fury, but forgiveness. Our guest testified that the good news that God forgave sinners through the death and resurrection of Jesus had spread like wildfire in his village, and as people received forgiveness from God, they extended it to one another, him included. The banquet was special because around the table sat both Hutus and Tutsis. Some had scars like his, some were missing limbs, and all were missing loved ones. They had formerly sought to exterminate one another. Yet that night, they held hands to pray, broke bread to feast, and sang together of Jesus' amazing, forgiving, reconciling, healing grace. While you may not need to forgive someone for acts of genocide, none of us escape the need to be forgiven and to extend forgiveness. Friends sin against friends and need forgiveness. Parents sin against children, and children sin against parents and need forgiveness. Spouses sin against each other. Neighbors sin against each other. Strangers sin against each other, and we need forgiveness. Our greatest need for forgiveness, however, is because of our sin against God. We have all sinned against him in unique personal ways and deserve his just judgment. Romans chapter 3, verse 23, and chapter 6, verse 23. But God made a way for his justice to be satisfied and forgiveness to be extended. His son Jesus came among us, lived a life without sin, died on a cross to receive the judgment we deserve, and then rose from the grave. His work declares that God is both just and the justifier of those who trust in Jesus. Romans chapter 3, verse 26. Those who have been forgiven much by God are to be marked by forgiving others. This field guide serves as an introduction to the concept of biblical forgiveness. It will not answer all your questions, but I trust it will aid you and those who are journeying with you as you seek to embody the gospel life Jesus grants to those who know him. Part 1. What is forgiveness, and why should I forgive? Jessica sat across the table from her friend Caitlin. Her heart was in knots because she knew she needed to tell her that she'd lied. She'd been afraid of what Caitlin might think if she knew the truth, so she withheld information and deceived her friend. Caitlin was going to be blindsided and probably justifiably angry. Looking at her friend in the eye, Jessica said, "I need to ask you to forgive me. I lied to you and I am very sorry." Sadly, this sort of conversation is necessary in a fallen world. But what exactly is Jessica asking Caitlin to do? If both are Christians, what is expected of them? How should Caitlin respond? Is forgiveness optional? Is it essential? Does forgiving mean that everything will be forgotten and their friendship will return to how it was? Understanding forgiveness is tricky but fundamental for followers of Jesus. What is forgiveness? The Old and New Testaments use at least 6 words to describe aspects of forgiveness. Some words only refer to God forgiving sinners, while others also capture what people do in extending forgiveness to fellow sinners. At the heart of all these words is the concept of canceling debt. For our purposes, we'll define forgiveness this way. Forgiveness is the gracious canceling of debt amassed by sin and choosing to relate to that person as forgiven.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?